Well, we had a good day with the Bucks yesterday. Looking forward to getting back out there again today. Keep working on some situational things as well as just a lot of normal things, one-on-ones, things like that, give you an opportunity to really see some matchups. But the teamwork and the situational stuff is was really good, and we'll get another dose of it today.
When Greg Schiano first met, there must have been something about that meeting that kind of, you said, hey, this guy's on the ball a little bit. What was it about him that impressed you the first time you met him?
I've always had a lot of respect for Greg. I think he's done a great job, when he was at Chicago, when he was at Miami, and then during his whole career at Rutgers. And it brought that program up and made it, one of the top programs in the country. Did a great job with the student athletes there. They have a long record of success with those guys, and took a program that wasn't used to being at that level, to a national prominence on a consistent basis.
Has your relationship with him gone beyond the football field into some you guys go out to dinner and just hang out, listen to music, talk about movies, anything like that?
Yeah, sure, we socialized before.
Spot on that a little bit.
I mean, really, any of my personal conversations with anybody, I think, are, between myself and that person. I don't think it's a public event, with all due respect.
You said yesterday Tim Tebow's getting better. What is he improving on? What areas does he need to improve on for you, and where has he improved since the start of his time here?
Well, I think the big thing is just his familiarity with the offense, the way we do things, play calling, the reads, formationing, just in general, all the things that we do. Quarterback's got to have a good understanding of all that. And the more you do it, the more you get comfortable with it, and the better you can execute it. So I think that's no different, really, than any other new quarterback or young quarterback coming into a new system.
Seems like there's still a large rotation of wide receivers and tight ends playing with the first team right now, both in games and practice.
There's no first team, so we're just we work a lot of people together in different combinations. There's no first team, at least none that I'm aware of.
Okay. Is it important to at least narrow that down before week one, or is it
not necessarily? I mean, we're going to play somebody, but I don't know. It might be a rotation of people. It might just be the same people out there. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
What are some of the things you look for, traits you look for in a gunner?
Well, some combination of speed, strength, and quickness. The more the better of all three, but somehow, that's a tough position to play. You got to get away from, or you got to deal with two guys. So you've got to be strong enough to deal with them, or quick enough to deal with them, or fast enough to deal with them. And then there's all the techniques of not only dealing with the double team, but also the punts, the returns, the rushes, the wind conditions, knowing where the ball is, trying to defeat two blockers, and then, locate the ball and the returner and the different returns and so forth. So, I mean, there's a lot of technique and skill that's involved beyond just the physical part of it, but I think you need some combination of those three elements to deal with consistent double teams out there.
You also have to have, crazy is not the right word, but have that certain mentality because you're
be aggressive. Yeah, you have to be aggressive. It's a tough spot to play. So as I said, if you're good, you're going to get two guys out there a lot, and having two guys, get you at the line of scrimmage and try to keep you from getting downfield is pretty physical. I mean, it's a pretty physical battle out there. So you definitely have to have a high level of aggressiveness and toughness to deal with that.
In regards to special teams with the new rules and the kickoff, or new rules relative over the last few years, has it diminished the value of maybe the kick returner in general? Or maybe some of the guys that you would normally say are critical guys on kick return, that now because of the kicking off and the no wedge and all those sorts of things, it changed a little bit?
Well, statistically, there are definitely fewer kickoff returns on a percentage basis and total numbers than what there were before they, you know, moved the kickoff restraining line back to the 35-yard line, which was what they said was their attempt to, you know, have fewer returns, which there definitely are. But there's still plenty of them. So, and I think as the season goes on, particularly in places like this, where the weather is cooler and wind conditions become more of a factor, that there are fewer touchbacks. There are fewer touchbacks in the second half of the season than there are in the first half of the season. So that's, you know, it becomes more of a factor later on in the season. But there are fewer of them, no question about that, absolutely.
Bill, I had a general question just with the joint practices. We've seen you guys at three different facilities over the last couple of years, Atlanta, Tampa, and Philly, and just having a chance to work in like another team's practice facility and then, you know, coming, seeing that and then coming back here, how has it changed your view or affected your view of like your facilities here in terms of what you have, its effectiveness, anything you'd want to maybe change, you know, to, for the betterment of the team based on that experience?
Sure. Yeah, we've done some of that. You know, I think it's interesting to, you know, go see another team, not just their facility, but actually their utilization of it, and vice versa. When teams come here, they, you know, look at ours, and you know, we reciprocate that. So it's definitely an interesting there's interesting information that comes out of it. You see how other people are doing things. A lot of times you see what they're doing, but you're just doing it a different way for whatever reason that is. Sometimes you see something that you think is a good idea and you implement it, or vice versa. They ask you about something that you're doing and, you know, you share that with them. So it's, it's all three of those have been good. And, you know, the teams that we've had here, like including New Orleans, you know, like they give us feedback too. Hey, this, you know, what you're doing, we like this, or, you know, we wish we had that, or, you know, instead of this, we do something else, you know, that type of thing. So, yeah, it's good. It's real good.
One example, like I was thinking last week, we saw like four practice fields, you know, which obviously you're on a tighter footprint here, you know, with whatever you could do. You can't just throw up a, you know, a full football field. But any examples like you've taken from seeing the other three facilities recently and brought here?
There's a few little things, yeah. Well, like you said, the basic footprint is, you know, it is what it is, so. Our facilities here are, you know, good. There's some limitations that we have, and it's true of most of the other places that you see too, for, you know, in one way or another.
Have these joint practices with Tampa worked out well enough the last 2 years that you want to keep them on your preseason schedule and do this again?
Yeah, the schedule's not up to us. The league makes a schedule.
Even preseason?
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, we don't, like, call up this team and say we're going to schedule you. No, they release the schedule. They schedule the games.
In general terms, how much does having a consistent pass rush help the other units of the defense usually?
How much does it help them? I don't know. I mean, it definitely helps. It helps the coverage. And you can get off the field and limit the points. I mean, there's all kinds of good things. I can put a percentage on it. I don't know.
Getting a consistent four-man rush that allows you to do have better coverage.
And getting a good pass rush, however you get it. There's a lot of different ways to get it, but I think, you know, there's very few teams that just rush four guys on every play. I mean, I don't see very much of that from hardly anybody. You see different combinations of rushers. It might be four, it might not be the same four guys, or five, or six, or it looks like four, but it's five, it looks like four, but it's three. You know, I mean, there's different combinations of things you can do that can make the protection account for some people, and sometimes they don't come, but they still have to account for them. So that's kind of a, you know, a two-for-one where you can force a guy to block you but actually be in coverage, that type of thing. So there's a lot of different ways to do it.
Bill, with regard to sharing information, exchanging ideas with your counterparts around the league, has there always been an openness in your experience in the NFL or back three, four decades ago, were people more guarded about what they divulged?
I don't think there's ever been it's not an open book. I definitely wouldn't put it that way. No. You know, I think some teams you have better relationships and you work with, you know, better than others. Certainly a lot easier for an AFC team to work with an NFC team than to work with a, you know, team in your conference or in your division. not saying it's impossible, but I think it's a little harder to do.
You've coached Sebastian Vollmer of Germany for 4 years now. Are there any things in your experience that make it more tough or extra challenges for a European player in this league?
Well, I think it probably depends a little bit on the player's background. And Sebastian, you know, played at the University of Houston, which is a Division I program, and then came here and started his rookie year. He transitioned very quickly. Some players transition faster or slower than others, but Sebastian's a real smart guy. He understands, he's not only intelligent, but he understands football concepts. So when you explain something to him from a football standpoint, it registers with him very quickly. He's a very flexible person, so if you ask him to change something, he can change it and still be comfortable doing it, as opposed to just, you know, having a bad habit and not being able to break it. So he's been a very good person to coach. I want to say easy person, but easy in terms of he understands information, he can adapt quickly, and he had a good background when he came here. He still had a lot of things that he had to work on, like all rookies do, like all kids from college do, but he had a pretty good background at Houston, and he transitioned very quickly here to, you know, playing at a high level, you know, playing in the starting lineup and playing against a lot of good players his rookie year and blocking them. So he's been a great teammate, very popular with the other members of the team because of his work ethic, because of his commitment, and he has a good personality as well.
Bill, you've used a lot of different players and combinations in the secondary in these few weeks of practices and joint practices. How has that played out just in terms of communication?
Oh, I think it helps us because there's less of just, you know, being able to work with one or two guys. It's more of, you know, stressing the communication. You know, we do things like have noise out there and have different situations that make it harder to communicate, so that when it's hard in a game, we can do it. And so I think that's, you know, we do that with really all the positions. We've had plenty of rotation all the way across the board. And that's part of it, is to encourage and really force players to communicate with each other at their position, and also to transcend through the positions, linebacker to defensive line, or secondary to linebacker, or, you know, offensive line to tight end, or whatever it happens to be, so that, you know, we can execute the overall play the way we need to. But that's a key thing. It's not just the same two or three guys doing it all the time, although some guys do it more than others, but it's being able to roll everybody through and everybody being able to speak the language and know what, you know, the team concept is and how we're going to do it.
Going back to Gunners, how valuable is it to have someone like Slater then who can draw two guys up to freeze up somebody?
Well, Matt's one of the best in the league, and I think he has a lot of the qualities that we were talking about. And sure, anytime they have to double somebody, then that makes it you know, one less guy they can use somewhere else in the return. So he almost always draws two guys out there, you know, unless they're in a 10-man, you know, 8-man rush, or you know, most of the time there's two guys out there, fourth and short, something like that, where they're trying to protect the box. But he draws a lot of double teams, and deservedly so. He's does an outstanding job of covering punts, and as I said, it's a tough position to play, but he's got, you know, all the qualities that we talked about to be good, and he does a good job for us.
Is there a difference in the way that you approach your job as a head coach today and, let's say, 10, 15 years ago? Do you think, like, you've evolved, and in what way might that be?
Well, I mean, I feel like I've learned quite a bit in the last 10 or 15 years, at least I hope so. And so I learn things every day, and it probably affects me, you know, going forward. So, you know, when you learn things, you learn, you make mistakes, you correct them, or you learn how to do something better or more efficiently, then you implement that. So, yeah, I'd say it's constant. Certainly we've had a lot of changes in our game during that time, a lot of rules changes, a lot of practice and roster rules, and just the way we can interact and coach players, what we're allowed to do, what we're not allowed to do. So a lot of things like that. Of course, that's, you know, necessitate a lot of changes as well. So you know, I think the game's always changing. I have never seen any 2 years that, you know, are kind of the same. I mean, and my approach to them isn't really the same either, because there's too many variables that, you know, force you to do things differently. So, yeah, it's a lot of change. Okay, thank you.